it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Powered by Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter, shaping and building Australia together. This is Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy on Sydney's SEN 1170 AM.
Is it Wednesday already? Middle of the week. Does that mean that the next round of rugby league starts tomorrow? Does that mean... Yes, that was 10 minutes Tuesday. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy on a Wednesday morning. No Brandy. Where would he be today? He could be at Mount Fuji somewhere. Matt Russell in the co-host chair, and it almost feels like, well, we told you so. We didn't want to. We certainly weren't death riding Jason Demetrio, but what comes of an 8 a.m. board meeting? Well, South Sydney do things a little different. They have an 8 a.m. board meeting, and then not until 12 hours later, they press the button, the ejector seat button, and poor old Jason Demetrio is out. That's the big talking point this morning. Lots of sport to cover. Champions League on. We are here for Brighton's lawyers. You know the story. Best legal advice going. Keep their number in your phone, 1-800-848-848. Matty Russell, I take no joy in it. What I know, Jason Demetrio, very decent man. I think... can coach. I think he can, but things have gone horribly wrong at South Sydney. I don't know what happens next. And as for the Rabbitohs preparing for a game on a Thursday night against Penrith, Penrith, mate, they're no hope. They're going to get lapped by 50.
Morning, Andrew. Good morning to all our listeners. What a day yesterday. The board meeting at 8 a.m. and then the news cameras there all day. And about 7:15 last night, the news trickles through that, as we all expected and sadly predicted, very much not death riding the coach, but he was gone at 7:15. So nearly 12 hours after that board meeting started, the chairman at South Sydney, Nick Pappas, in the UK on the other side of the world, the club's power brokers, no doubt spread around the globe as well. So maybe pulling it all together was the difficult part yesterday, and also maybe pulling together their plans going forward was more difficult than expected yesterday. We'll speak a lot about Jason Demetrio this morning, but straight away you tip it forward and think, well, who's going to be their next full-time head coach on an interim basis? It's not David Ferner, as many were predicting yesterday. It's Ben Hornby.
Good luck, Ben. Thoughts and prayers. The story broken on Sports Day with Sats and Matty Rogers last night too, that when the actual deed happened. But you are left wondering. I mean, rugby league's a curious beast. I've got to say now with hindsight, what the hell's been going on for the last 2 weeks? I mean, were you waiting to see the points conceded? What was the expectation? What was the pass mark going to be for Jason Demetrio to keep his job for the rest of the year? Or were you going to react the moment they have their next big defeat is when you react? Because that's the way it looks. You had an opportunity 2 weeks ago with the bye period to do relatively speaking, clean cut and give whoever the interim coach is, rather than just write off this season, you would have said to Jason last Tuesday week, the bang, mate, that's it. It's the end of the line. We give the next person a two-week run-up to their next game. And that being Melbourne, would the result have been the same? I don't know. But it's horribly handled by South Sydney. It's quite obvious that 2 weeks ago, before the Melbourne game, he's already poisoned. He's already gone. They're just waiting for the bad result to get rid of him. The bad result is 54 conceded against Melbourne. Now he's on his bike. But they're playing Penrith in a bloody day. Like, there's no coach. There is no coaching session for the interim to come in to say anything before the game tomorrow night. What hope up? South Sydney are 100-1 against Penrith. 100-1 and blowing.
Against Penrith, then it's St George, Illawarra, North Queensland, Parramatta, and their second bye. So they run over the next month. Panthers, Dragons, Cowboys, Eels, straight on the Edgewater Homes text line. The Big G, good morning. Can I say just how sorry I feel for Jason Demetriou and the lack of ball shown by the South Sydney board? I can only go off what I saw on Fox last night with Jason hopping into his car saying, I'll be back here tomorrow. Mm. The man was there all day and the board waits until he's gone to move on. No wonder the club has found itself in the current state of play. Having said all that, they'll probably have the bounce back factor and beat my Panthers this week. Well, the Big G, that's somewhat of a misnomer because the bounce back factor the week the coach goes isn't actually backed up with stats. It might be the second or third week. And you're right, Andrew.
Not
100-1 and blowing against the Panthers.
Not often the changeover coach does not enable the interim to have a single session with a new team. So if anyone wants to base the bounce back on what South Sydney may do Thursday night, it'll have nothing to do with Ben Hornby because Ben Hornby will not have coached them. He will not have had a session with them. If they get a win, the credit should go to Jason Demetriou because he's done all the training sessions with them, strictly speaking. And it's a shortened week playing on a Thursday night against Penrith. But I still get back to it. It's a horrible way to run your business if you are waiting for the big result. Then you had to be tough, as hard as it would be, you had to get rid of Jason Demetriou 2 weeks ago because you can't be just, oh, well, the next big loss we have, we're going to make a change in coach. You don't run a business like that. He either can coach, is the man, or he's not, and that's as brutal as that.
I dealt with yesterday why I hate coach sackings for multiple reasons. But when it comes to Jason Demetriou, I think we need to give his backstory to sum up what's happened to him because he has coached at the lower levels for more than a decade, had a lot of success when he first entered the coaching realm in England. He came back to Australia, was the New South Wales Cup and Queensland Cup Coach of the Year winner at different stages. He won multiple premierships with those teams. He won the state challenge with those teams. He was part of the North Queensland coaching group that won their maiden premiership in 2015. He coached successfully as an assistant to Wayne Bennett at the Dragons, at South Sydney, at Brisbane, and he was lauded by Wayne Bennett as being a coaching talent. He took them to the prelim final, the Rabbitohs, in their first year in charge. This time last year, he was on top of the table as the ladder leading coach.
And for another few weeks.
So all that happens over a decade, and then over 12 months, he's sacked. Mm. So, yes, he's been let down by some factors at the club. Maybe he'd look back and will say to himself, I should have done a few things differently. But primarily, he's been let down by the Rabbitohs and the Rabbitohs players.
Yeah, on a roll. We want to know what you think. The Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. You can hop on the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736. Come at it from every angle. I mean, what happens next? Who's the right man for the job? Your thoughts and overview on how it was handled by the Rabbitohs. What responsibility do the players take? By the way, just butting in two Champions League. Don't want to cut your grass, but it is 1-1. Bayern Munich just scored, so they've squared up against Real Madrid. Away from that, the good guy clause, are we going to say that was imposed last night with Daly Cherry Evans, or did you follow the evidence closely and think, yeah, that's fair enough, good case, downgrade? But the scale is ridiculous. If he loses, he gets 3 matches. The downgrade, he gets a fine. That's a massive gap.
I thought he would get off. And the games that he's back for now, the game you're calling against Canberra on Friday night, then the Dolphins, and then Brisbane at Magic Round. So there's the 3 games now that Manly get their captain and their halfback and their kicker. What an important man to keep on the field. And now, really, given Canberra struggles in the halves, does Daly Cherry Evans just kick the Raiders to death? on Friday night.
What's your weather forecast saying? Okay, you party pooper, you started running weather from first thing Monday morning. What's it looking like? What's your latest forecast?
Are we talking very wet week in Sydney, Andrew. Right, today in Sydney, 21 degrees, cloudy, high chance of showers. Those chances just increase as the week goes on. What about we go to Munich, given the Champions League game morning? Would you like to go to Munich?
Well, I was hoping we more had a forecast for Four Pints Park on Friday, but take us to
it's
bloody
wet.
Munich then.
It's wet on Friday at Four Pints Park. Munich, 19 degrees, cloudy, only 40% humidity in Munich, so quite pleasant for the players in the Champions League. But yes, have your brolly, have your raincoat. Felt very much like winter in Sydney yesterday, didn't it? No matter where you were, out the west or in the city centre, I spent time in both parts, and yeah, winter is coming hard.
By the way, now back to South Sydney. So Wayne Bennett, so I'm just thinking on the run here, because see, yesterday I've thrown out there, and people say, oh, hang on. No, I'm just saying Adrian Lamb's available because he wants to coach over in the NRL. He's got runs on the board in England. So, you know, I think he's a candidate. They're over there in England. They're signing players. They come back with Adrian Lamb. But I suppose, how long do you wait out for Wayne Bennett if you're South Sydney? If he is a genuine contender for the job, how long do you give him? Do you let him, you know, play the field a little bit? If Wayne Bennett's your target, or do you have the balls to give Wayne Bennett a deadline and say, Wayne, we need an answer. Because we look like a mess at the moment, we look like a rabble, we need to take back control here and have stability, and we announce Wayne Bennett will be our coach, and they have to announce it within the next 2 weeks.
Given the current state of South Sydney, you do whatever you need to do to get Wayne Bennett.
So is Wayne Bennett the man?
Yes.
He's number one?
Yes. First, second and third, I would imagine, Andrew. Given his links there in the past, given the sort of coach that South Sydney are calling out for at the moment, if you read between the lines and think maybe a few players need to be pulled into line a bit more, Wayne Bennett is your man, especially if you then follow that and say, okay, well, let's get Wayne Bennett back for a few years and maybe then have him guiding a Ben Hornby or maybe even a Sam Burgess England.
But what if Wayne says, yeah, you know what, I'll just sit back and just see the lay of the land because he wants to see, hypothetically, I want to see what happens to Parramatta here. Did Parramatta, you know, go down the tube, the poo shoot, for another month, suddenly the Parramatta job might be more appealing to Wayne because he thinks, well, I've been to South Sydney, done that, got a grand final, didn't win, New Frontier Parramatta, Moses, Gutherson.
He might see more in the Eels
Dylan
roster
Brown,
too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So would you put a deadline on Wayne Bennett? You say, bang, we need an answer. We need an answer inside 2 weeks. Does that happen?
Now, you have a meeting with him and tell him your desires, but in the end, you let Wayne decide what he wants to say.
Now, you know the history, the origins of the Voss surname. It is, you know, going back, he's German. So, and Harry Kane, I think, has just scored. Bayern Munich's in front. I've just hopped on the Bayern Munich bus. I think somewhere, get me a Bayern Munich white pages. How many Vosses live in Bayern Munich? Is Bayern a suburb or not? No, it's just Munich. Let's say, how many Vosses are in Munich? There must be a few. I must have a relative there somewhere. They're my team.
So, Vinicius Jr. scored in the 24th minute to give Real Madrid the lead. Mm. Help me out with the pronunciation here, Andrew. You're the football expert. There's the soundtrack we need. Mm. Leroy Sané in the 53rd minute to make it 1-1, and now Bayern 2-1 up, courtesy of Harry Kane.
Yeah, and truth be known, that my surname is Foss. So, we've been getting it wrong all these years. I just wanted to go on the record that it is Fossey. Andrew Foss. Fossey, it is. Breakfast with Fossey and Matty Russell this morning. That's Champions League. So there's a whole bunch of things to talk about.
Absolutely. When it comes to on the rugby league front, the South Sydney discussion will dominate. Your health might get a mention as well, Andrew.
True that.
Then there's Daly Cherry Evans situation that we've touched on, and we saw it coming. It's a big result for Manly. What about Clint Gutherson's news yesterday that he'd had surgery on a knee and will miss 4 to 5 weeks as the Eels come into a real tough part of their draw? A tough run ahead, and there's no Mitch Moses, despite the fact he might be back a little earlier than expected. Someone's even mentioning against Melbourne as part of Magic Round. I don't think they'll rush him back, which I'd put a question mark over that. Mm. Bottom line assessment, they're going to be without Mitch Moses and Clint Gutherson going forward. And I heard last night on NRL 360, James Graham rate the absence of Clint Gutherson as more significant to the Eels than Mitch Moses. And you know what? I agree with
him. Yeah, energy, all of those things. Yeah, a little barometer of them. I say the same about Jordan Rapana at Canberra. He might not be the best player in the team, but he's the barometer of energy and, if they're down, he'll bring them back. How many buses can I get on in 1 week?
And we haven't even touched on the team's news yet. That's fourth, fifth down the list, given the scope of yesterday's news.
We'll get there. LeBron James. Need to talk about LeBron. Did he walk off? Did he walk into the sunset yesterday? What's the read on it? Is that it for the Lakers? Nathan Brooks.
He keeps a very close eye on this. I was watching this game in at Fox Sports News yesterday, and it was captivating. And LeBron, a couple of free throws to level up at 106. And then, Jamal Murray comes down the court, nails the winner, ice cool, Denver win it. So LeBron's 21st season in the NBA stops on the dime, and then he steams towards the locker room, as they'd call it, not happy that his Lakers had gone down 4-1, so the season ends. And the question for mine now is, where do we see LeBron next year? Is he in a Lakers singlet again, or with his son Bronny happens there?
We better check it with Nick Ashman, the market for that one. So that's on the...
He's on the record of saying, I want to play with Bronny. Now, if you get... The draft.
Well, that's right. He can't hang out for another 3-4 years waiting. He doesn't now, does he?
And then whoever gets Bronny might think, well, hey, now we can get LeBron cheap as well. So all that to play out stateside over the next few months, no doubt.
Yes. I was just thinking about the buses. I just want to get you excited about a couple of things. I'm going to be in an all Sydney sort of weekend this weekend. I am rattling them off. Sydney FC, because it's sudden death now in the A-League for Sydney FC. The women's. Sydney FC playing Melbourne City down in Melbourne. I'm on that bus.
Sydney FC against MacArthur. Elimination Sydney, in MacArthur, the
A-League
men.
That's what I'm saying. A-League and that's apologies with respect to MacArthur because they're part of Sydney as well, but I can't back you both. I'm on the Sydney FC bus in both men's and women's. And then I'm on the Sydney Swifts bus, as you know. And they play Sunday as well. It's a big Sydney weekend that we're building to. The only Sydney that won't win is South Sydney. South Sydney will not win.
Against the Panthers.
And I wish them well. Look, I hope they play their you-know-whats off and they challenge and all of that. But my heart and head tells me they're going to get lapped.
You know, the teams were released yesterday. Jason Demetriou was in his office yesterday. Is this Jason Demetriou's team going to take to the field
against Penrith? If they win, it's not the bounce-back factor. It's Jason Demetriou's coached them to the win. No one else has had any other input than the pre-match speech. Anyway, have your say. Rugby league, the sport that never sleeps, and when it does, it's with one eye open. 1-300-01-1170 is the Great Southern Bank open line. The text line is 0457-736-736. No one talks sport more than we do here at SEN. We'll do it all day, all night. And the breakfast show, we do it for our great mates.
Bryden's lawyer is unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's. You know the number by now, surely. 1-800-848-848. 848.